This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this has been There, Done, That, You've Got the Podcast.
Oh, it's me. I'm so sorry. Do you know what I was doing? I was just Googling something, and I will tell you for why. So this week, for Valentine's Day, we gave it a love theme by asking you to share the older men that float your boat.
Now, Kat and I have both been slightly, and maybe inappropriately, perving over Brian Brown in the amazing Netflix series Boy Swallows Universe. We put a story up, didn't we, on it, and we've asked you to share in your senior sex gods.
What? Yeah, I love it.
Well, we discovered you were 76 and we couldn't believe it.
No.
I know.
So what I've just been Googling is, obviously my sex god of choice is obviously Jeremy Clarkson. And I can sneak him in there, 63, but he's done.
I told you couldn't mention him.
I was Googling his age. 63.
So we can sneak in. Is he only 63?
Yes. Okay, so you've done better. You have done so better. And we did the cutoff age at 60. We didn't say it, but you guys all knew, because pretty much everybody you sent in was over 60.
We've had to ban a couple. We had to ban Tom Hardy.
Yes.
I wanted to keep it English because our listener said Tom Hardy in Taboo, and I like doing his voice. You couldn't understand a word he said, could you, in Taboo? So I kept it in for that. But he's only 46. We'd be cradle snatching with him.
Totally.
Right. So, yeah. So the rule is, you've made the rule up, haven't you? So
I'm
60 and above, because who's 60, Kat?
Brad Pitt.
Brad actual Pitt.
I know. So, but I think, you know, he's not senior though, is he? Obviously he is senior.
Well, he is.
I know. But you went better. You went older.
What do you mean?
Well, everybody did. They're amazing.
Oh, God, yeah, there's loads of old. Do you know what? Are there any young heartthrobs left?
Well,
a lot of these old ones are quite fit.
We don't need them.
I think
the message, the takeaway from this, is that basically an older man is the way forward. Over 60 is the way forward.
Kat, you like an older an older non-hirsute man, don't you, Kat? Who's your crush on?
I don't know if people are going to know who he is. Claude.
They are. We talked about him last week.
Claude Littner from The Apprentice.
But we didn't know how old he was last week.
74.
74.
He's bald and he's 74 and he's gorgeous. I think.
He's not gorgeous.
Well, I think. He is. Shush. I think the older you get, there aren't that many men with great hair. And rather than having slightly shit hair, have no hair.
Have no hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually think there is a guy who's got great hair who's in his 60s that I fancy.
With great hair? I'm reading down this list. There's loads of them.
Monty Don.
Oh, yeah.
I like him. 68. You're looking good on it, Monty.
So let's do the top.
Yeah, we're gonna rattle through. The one that comes first, I've written down first, got the most votes.
Really?
Yeah. Harrison Ford at the age of 81. Don't do it for me personally.
Someone else can have him.
Knock yourself out.
How generous am I?
Yeah.
Okay, right, so we're gonna do the hairy ones first, okay? Ones with hair.
Are we?
I cannot believe this. Pierce Brosnan.
Lot of votes.
70.
I know.
70.
I saw him in real life a couple of years ago. I was at this country house hotel, just minding my own business, having a cream tea on the lawn. He's on the next table. I spent no time talking to Nick, and I was just staring and gawping. It's like, stop it.
Is he beautiful in real life?
He looks like himself, which is always good. Yeah, he's got a nice look about him.
Oh, yeah. I think he's, I, do you know what? And I also reckon he's a really lovely man.
I think he is a really lovely man. I tried giving him the eye, but it didn't work anyway.
You're still here, aren't you, though? Nick, poor Nick.
Still here, sorry.
Still here, sorry.
Yeah. Larry Lamb. I love his name.
I get that. Yeah. Do you know who he is, do you?
Yeah, 76. You, well, I know him from Gavin and Stacey, but he was also Archie Mitchell in EastEnders, wasn't he?
Can't have him in there, he's too young.
Oh, who, sorry, that's slipped in. Hugh Jackman, 55, no, child.
Absolutely.
Not having him.
Bruce Springsteen, 74.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
I can see
get
that.
Bruce.
This one I love, and I would never have guessed this age. Jeff Goldblum, 71.
I know. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And this one, I can't believe him. Rick Stein.
I don't get that.
Well,
do you?
Yeah, but if someone could cook for you like that, I do. Someone that can cook for me. I don't cook anymore. My cooking days are done. Yeah, unless it's a chicken in the oven. Anyone that comes around to my house knows.
Chicken and mayo.
Chicken and mayo. Yeah.
77, Rick Stein.
I wouldn't even have to do any cooking. Rick would do it all for me.
Yeah, every load of fish and everything. Very nice.
Oh, here he is again.
We can't get rid of this fella. So, he's living all right. Can you guess, listeners? Isn't that him?
Is that the song?
No. Oh,
what, is working
we had
in the
a whole
sun.
Podcast on this. I think it was him.
Yeah. Basically, Jimmy Nail. 69.
No, unbelievable. Jason Manford. I don't know who he is.
Jason Manford's not old. You can't have him in there. He's a child.
Is he?
Oh, he's
I don't
a comedian.
Know where he slipped in.
Well, excuse me. Apologies,
Jason. Oh, apologies, listeners.
God.
Actually, and then randomly, it's next to something that says Brian Brown married Rachel Ward.
You did?
In the Thornbirds.
Yes, did you not know that? I thought she
I
was.
I think I did. Oh, she was just absolutely gorgeous. But we digress. Oh, we've got to go back to the other Mr. Popular.
Oh, yes.
He was about to star in Gladiator 2 at the grand age of 69. It's Denzel Washington. Put your hands together.
I so get that.
I love him.
I'm also very excited about Gladiator 2.
I am, because you know who else is in it, who I love.
Not Russell Crowe, obviously.
No, I think he wanted to be in it and they said no.
Can I tell you a really embarrassing confession?
Go on.
Gladiator is actually one of my favourite all-time films.
I think that's fair. It's my Danny's, one of my Danny's
favourite.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
I love it.
You're allowed. That you can absolutely allow that.
My God, I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's all right. Gets a thumbs up from me.
I'm feeling all proud.
Yeah, not the thumbs down.
Okay.
Oh,
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you get it?
So is Joaquin Phoenix in this one as well?
Oh, God, you know what? I don't know, but I'm not sure. God, I love him. I don't think he's elderly.
Is it Connie Francis? No, is it Connie Francis? No.
Connie Francis.
Who's the lady?
Is country and western.
I thought
situation.
She was as well. She's called Connie something. But the lady with the red hair. Oh, my gosh, she's beautiful.
I don't know, but the other fella I'm interested in, because I love everything he's in, Paul Mescal. He's in Gladiator 2. Paul Mescal.
Who's he?
What do you mean, who's he?
Do you mean Pablo? What?
Pablo Mescal?
Who's Paul? I don't know who he is.
Pablo's in it as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. What's he called? What's his surname?
I don't know, but it's not Mescal.
Not Pablo Escobar.
No.
Paul Mescal has been in everything from Ordinary People.
I haven't seen it.
Connor and Marianne.
I haven't seen it.
You've not seen it?
No.
Have you seen After Sun? He's in a new film now, getting rave reviews of bloody name that escapes. I'm going to watch it next week.
Can I just say the look of frustration right now?
It's
Marianne's
annoying
face.
Me.
I know it is. She's absolutely
he's like the
livid.
Hottest young thing out there in the world today, but he's young.
Like
so
exactly.
I digress.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Go on.
Gabriel Byrne.
Gabriel Byrne, quite a few of you. And someone says, not a secret, I'm quite open about it.
I'd love to know how that is. T-shirt, maybe? Tattoo?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe a Gabriel on a backside. 73, Usual Suspects. Interesting fact. She used to be married to Ellen Barkin.
I know that, but I don't think that's interesting facts. I know that.
Some people
Ella Barkin, she's also one of my favourite films, The Big Easy.
Oh, yeah, that's really great.
Such a good
film. Very, very good.
Yes.
Jeremy Irons,
oh,
75.
Yes.
Interestingly married to Sinead Cusack.
There we go. I actually think this is a really good one. Kurt Russell.
72.
We are all. Jeremy Irons not got great hair, is he? But Kurt Russell. And speaking of great hair. Oh, hello, Richard Gere.
Has he got great hair now?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Like, I mean, he is like Silver Fox. on crack.
Oh, he is Silver Fox yes. on crack, 74.
74. Yeah. I actually think he's better now than when he was younger.
Well, this is the other thing you can discuss at your leisure is do people get better older? I mean, I always give you the Clooney. I think the Clooney's better older than he was even way back when.
Why isn't he here?
Actually, where the hell is the Clooney?
Where's George?
Is he old enough?
Right. Hello, Google.
Oh, he must be.
He must be.
Oh, if he's not, be. What is wrong with everyone?
I know. I mean, look, you've got Sting.
Oh, we've got Sting. Where's 72? I can't believe Sting is 72, to be fair. Now, we've got Brian Cox. I agree with this one.
Oh, yeah.
The Succession actor, not the physicist.
Totally.
77.
Do you know what? I do a really good impression. I can't do my impression.
Is it? Fuck off.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. But you did. How are you allowed to do it? And I'm not, because I'm not allowed to swear. I'm on a
no, you can do
policy.
It because you're quoting someone.
Fuck off!
That's quite good,
you see,
actually.
It's really good. Probably because I use it a lot. It's basically he copied me. So he's so much better than the guy, the physicist, who was in D-Reams, which I love.
Oh, so he was, yeah, yeah. But I don't find him Be- sexy.
Oh, God, neither do
can
I.
Can
I have to say, I know some people find... You know, sort of like, you know, that's
geeky,
of,
the geeky,
yes,
geek chic.
That sort of that really nerdy, really intelligentsia attractive. Absolutely not, no.
Not even Louis Theroux a little bit.
Oh my God, not in a million years. Make me laugh.
I sort of do.
Make me laugh. Take me to bed and lose me forever. Absolutely. Laugh, yes. Baffle me with facts about stars and.
No, not into it.
No.
Definitely Brian Cox over the other Brian Cox, then.
Absolutely. Martin Shaw.
Oh, Martin Shaw, right. I've got to put this out there. The professionals back in the day. Were you Bodie? Were you Doyle? You see, I was Lewis Collins and not Martin Shaw. I was Bodie, who sadly died in 2013. But Martin Shaw is 79. Can you believe he's nearly 80?
Well, I...
Da-da-da.
Don't hate me. I'm a bit too. I don't.
Do you not remember that music?
The Professionals. Not really. I was more sort of Cagney and Lacey. I'm too. I'm sorry.
Stop saying you're
too
young.
I'm too young.
I'm not. I'm not allowing you in this game.
It passed me by. I can be in this game. Definitely over 60 for me. Actually, do you know what? He was in a thing recently, a couple of years ago. A really, really good TV thing, which was amazing. Anyway, can't remember what it was, but it was brilliant.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is...
Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Bryan Cranston. No.
You know what? I love him because I love Breaking Bad. But I was debating, do I fancy him? He's 67. No, I don't.
No, me neither.
But he is brilliant.
No. Sam Elliott from Roadhouse. Definitely, though.
I don't really know who he is.
Oh, you would. Oh, he's one of those guys that's always in films. You a million.
I wouldn't know him if I saw him. So someone says, gotta be Robert De Niro, who's 80. Oh, God. In his younger day, maybe for me, not so much now.
Have you just had a baby as well?
Probably.
Oh, dear Lord.
Tom Cruise at 61.
No.
No, never.
No.
No, not your type. Not my type.
Tom Cruise. Absolutely.
No, me neither.
He'd come up to my boob.
Actually, that would be funny seeing you two together, wouldn't
it? Well, no, I am the same height as...
He does like a tall woman, though.
Well, I'm the same height as Nicole Kidman. I mean, that's literally where the similarity begins and ends.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She had to take her heels off, didn't she?
Oh, yes, Sandra Box, didn't he? No, we might get told off for saying that. I actually still think this one, Donald Sutherland.
So this listener says, I used to love Donald Sutherland, aged 88, in MASH back in the day, and Kiefer Sutherland, his son, 57 in Flatliners. We can't allow you, Kiefer. Sorry. He's too young. Baby but Kiefer. We get it. Who else is there before we get onto the absolutely total bizarre ones?
Right, Robert Redford, obviously, 87, done, in, straight in there. Yeah, top of the pocket. We'll actually, there were loads of votes for him.
There were loads of votes for him.
And also, I can't believe that only, I think, one person.
There was only one. I know, why didn't I think of this?
Well, can I just say, I reckon now if we put a show of hands, he would be straight to the top of this list. Stanley Tucci.
The Tooch.
63. See, and also, this is a good one, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
61.
Yeah, he's only 61. I thought he was older. I know, isn't that funny?
This is a good one though as well.
Which one?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh my God, he's 86. Is that right? Well, I mean, it said, I looked it up and it said 86.
86.
He's incredible.
I know.
Had a good old career, that fella, and he's sexy.
Oh, this is a really good one. Now, I had to explain to Matt who this person was, but once I'd explained and showed her the pictures, she was on board. Oh, God, you see what I did there?
Who? Oh, yay!
Captain Lee from Below Deck, 74.
He's fit, isn't he?
I know. If you know, you know. Go and have a look. Look him up. And then treat yourself to a couple of episodes of Below Deck and come and thank me later.
74.
Yes.
The one I totally get, Bill Nighy, 74. Mm. 74.
He's a little bit too rangy for
me. He is rangy.
And he's got the heat now. Oh, Bill, I'm so sorry for this.
Apologies, Bill, in advance. I know you're a fan.
He's got that hair that I think, it's just not great. You know,
what's the hair that you don't like?
You know, when it's a bit see-through.
Does it start too far back on the head?
I'm not sure, but I just don't picture him with a Pierce Brosnan head of hair. Mm. Or it's see-through. You know, it's just like not enough of it. Do you know what I mean?
And yet a bit long. Slightly long and floppy, but slightly see-through.
It's sort of like the modern version of a comb-over.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to the absolute what the hell randoms. Yeah. But, you know, it's up to you. It's horses for courses.
Look, I'm Claude Littner, so you know what?
To be fair. So, shall we go in with Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister? Yes, that you heard that correctly. Gordon Brown, age 72. All right.
Each to their own.
Each to their own.
Do you know what? He's got a lovely voice.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got that lovely soft Scottish lilt.
Don't do it for me.
Oh, I quite like that. A voice. You see, that's actually, I have to say, Morgan Freeman, his voice. Oh, I was just like, can you just leave me voicemail?
Morgan Freeman on the right hand, Gordon Brown on the left. I know who I'd want to talk to me in bed.
What about you? What on earth were you about to say before you stuttered over the talk to me in bed?
Right, moving on.
No, I want to go over this again, Maz, because I want to see you go really red.
I'm sorry, we're Morgan Freeman. Do what you will.
Oh, dear God. Okay, fine.
Enough now.
Mistake on my part.
Making myself sick. Who else? Oh, God. Oh, bless him. Giles Brandreth, 75.
I can confirm.
Do you fancy him?
No, not at all. Giles, do not be scared. I'm not going to be jumping on you anytime soon. But he is an absolutely lovely, funny, charming, brilliant man.
He's like a cuddly bear, and he always wears like funny things on his knitwear.
Do you know they're his jumpers.
What, he knits them?
Well, not with like two sticks himself.
Brandreth.
Yes, it's called Giles. He has his own brand of jumpers.
Wow, need to look into that.
All the ones, yeah, they are really expensive. I think they are all hand knitted, understandably. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're obviously, you know.
You wouldn't mass make any of them.
No. This, though, I have to say, this one reminded me of my mum. Dave Allen. Now, this is Dave Allen, the Irish comedian, who did have the one thing, I think especially if you're our age, when you're little, and you probably didn't really appreciate his humour particularly when you were about.
I did. Oh, we watched him in our house, like we had to watch him.
Well, so did I, because my mum always used to say, look at his finger. I mean, why? Why would you say that, Mum?
He had a missing finger or missing half finger.
Yes.
And he always used to just sit on a stool with a glass of whiskey and talk for like an hour. Dave Allen, we just used to watch it. It was funny as.
But you know what? The one thing my mum used to say, and I don't know if your mum used to do that. I think it's more of an Irish thing. My mum used to say whenever, like, Dave Allen, or it could have been anybody, do you know they're Catholic? That, I mean, literally, it's like, all right, Mum, really? Okay, excellent. Okay, they're Catholic.
It's one of us. It's one of us.
Yeah, a better person, Mum.
I love that.
Okay.
Do you remember the music?
I told you no.
Funnily enough, I do.
Oh, well, this is a surprise.
I'm not going to carry on there.
Really?
It's all very 70s music.
Okay, all right, great. Fine.
Dave Allen. Okay.
Amazing.
And I used to fancy him. And I was only little. How bizarre is that? I used to quite fancy Columbo.
Oh, God.
Peter Falk. Just one more thing.
You take the piss out of me for Jeremy Clarkson. And you as a child.
I've got a type. I've got a type.
What? Child. What do Morgan Freeman, Columbo, and Dave Allen have in common? Struggling to see a theme here.
I don't know. It's just something about being kind of funny, dark-haired. I don't know what it is. With Dave Allen, that kind of very wry humour. Wry humour, Kat.
Morgan Freeman. How do you know Morgan Freeman's got wry?
Well, because when we last saw each other, he made me laugh. And, oh, God, where's the other weird one?
Oh, my favourite.
Oh, God.
Keith Richards. But now, it's not Keith Richards when he was younger. Now, this person did admit to having always loved them, but she did say, I still love him, which I think's lovely. He's 80.
He's 80.
Fair play.
He looks it, doesn't he?
No, he looks, he's just, he just looks a little bit lived in.
Mm. The weirdest one, which made me guffaw out loud, was, and I had to look it up to make sure it was the same one that I thought it was, Nick Ferrari, the controversial radio host.
LBC, isn't he?
65.
Is he LBC?
I don't know what he is. Very outspoken, isn't
he? I know
he
is, because he does the the commentary on This Morning quite often.
So oh, does quite he?
Often. Yeah, it's nice. He's a really nice guy.
Is he controversial? Why did I think he was controversial? Is he just outspoken?
He's just outspoken.
A bit of a motor mouth sort of
He's just
chappy.
Outspoken. I mean, he's not like GB News outspoken at all. I mean, he's quite rational, but he is very outspoken. Yeah, he's not he's not afraid to say what he thinks.
Don't do it for me.
A spade to shovel. Which is great. And there's something in that total honesty. I love it.
I mean, fair enough if he floats your boat. And the most senior final, this is our final one, the most senior heartthrob award goes to, drum roll, I don't know who this fella is, Tom Skerritt, who starred in MASH and Top Gun. Do you know how old he is, Kat?
No, tell me.
90.
And we did actually look him up, actually. And do you know what? I'm not sure I would, but I can see what they meant.
Well, you bloody wouldn't reach 91 if you did.
What are you saying about me? She's so rude. So, no, I early 60s, yes.
Okay.
I think, do you know what? Yes.
Have you got a cut-off point? Hey, what's your senior cut-off point?
Oh, I don't have one. It's 90.
What about 90?
It would depend who they were. Oh, that's quite, that's 39 years older than me.
It's so pushing it, isn't it?
That's quite a lot.
Right.
But do you know what? Can I just say, actually, more than that, I think we wouldn't have like a similar point of reference. Do you see what I mean?
That's such a nice way of putting it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we just finish on that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's end on a high.
Amazing.
Okay. Thank you for all your senior crush nominations. Remember, Kat, you're only as old as the man you feel. Do you like that?
Can I reevaluate my figure now?
No.
I reckon. Anyway, we'll see. It's a work in progress. To take part in our polls and questions, make sure you're following us on Insta at GotThePodcast, and do help us connect with more people by leaving us a nice review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us.
So, however old the man you're feeling. Have a nice Valentine's Day if you're celebrating. Have a great week if you're not anyway, and see you on Thursday. Bye.
I need to know what you're doing on Valentine's Day.
What are you doing? I'm not feeling an elder man up, that's for sure.
Isn't he older than you?
No, he's younger.